It's no new thing. Some tourists pay big bucks to see bears and walrus when they come to Southwest Alaska. For years, lodges and air taxis have flown visitors to Round and Hagemeister Islands and Capes Pierce, Newenham, and Seniavin to witness thousands of walrus resting on beaches. Last year, though, walruses migrating through Bristol Bay did something unusual.
For the first time in recorded history and memory, they've set up at Cape Grieg. I mean, they've been using places like Cape Sinavin and Cape Newenham as transition zones between their migration from the Arctic down to Bristol Bay for centuries. And last year, mysteriously, about 2,500 of them showed up at Cape Grieg.
That's Dan Michael. He runs the Crystal Creek Lodge in King Salmon. He used to fly his guests to Cape Seniavin to get a look at walruses, but for the past 2 years, he's taken them to Cape Gregg instead because it's closer to town. Even as he's excited that walrus viewing is more accessible, he urges caution.
It's an incredible opportunity to see something that's very hard to find anywhere in the natural world. This is something that's very easily accessible, but they're extremely sensitive to aircraft noise. Airplanes have flown overhead a little too close and they all raise up an alarm and start stampeding towards the water. We don't want to do that. We want to have their experience there be as peaceful as possible so that they will continue to return to Cape Grieg.
That's a sentiment that Trig Air pilot and founder Chris Klosterman echoes. He says interest in walrus viewing is increasing as more people hear about trips like the one he offers. In addition to wildlife viewing excursions out of King Salmon, he even offers a day trip from Anchorage. This month, at least 6 groups will go on that trip, each person paying $1,200 to $1,500 to see these Cape Gregg walruses.
We land right on the beach, about a half mile away from them, and walk down the beach, and there's a big cut bank. You get up on top of it, look down on them, and the weather's nice. It's pretty fantastic, sitting there staring at the ocean and looking at those weird creatures crawling in and out, ivory sticking up in the air, and a lot of grunting and walrus smells.
But Klosterman is conflicted.
I like doing this trip. I don't want to make it my sole source of business. It's one of those catch-22s, you know, where you want to be able to take people down there to show it to them, but you want to try and preserve it to keep it this special thing.
Last June, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service developed guidelines for people viewing or traveling near the Cape Gregg haulout. They advise that pilots of single-engine aircrafts avoid flying within half a mile of hauled-out walruses. Boats under 50 feet in length should stay half a nautical mile away. Bigger aircrafts and marine vessels should give the walruses even more room. Walruses are protected by the Marine Mammal Protection Act, which prohibits harassing, hunting, capturing, or killing a marine mammal. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.